Hey everyone, welcome back, ready for another deep dive. This time, we're diving headfirst into the whirlwind world of high fashion. We're talking about fresh off the runway looks and some seriously interesting brand acquisitions.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack. Like, how do these huge fashion houses stay true to their roots while they're pushing boundaries? And how do they connect with new people?
It's a tightrope walk, for sure. And speaking of tightrope walks, there's no better place to start than with Off-White. The brand, created by the amazing and dearly missed Virgil Abloh, has been on quite a journey, especially with this latest news. LVMH, the luxury giant, just sold Off-White to Blue Star Alliance, of all companies. So help me understand this. What's the story here? What does this move tell us about Off-White's future?
Well, it's definitely a power move, you know? It's not every day that a luxury powerhouse like LVMH just lets go of a brand as influential as Off-White. But then you have Blue Star Alliance. They're known for taking brands, sometimes kind of forgotten brands, and breathing new life into them.
Right, like they've got this knack for spotting potential where others just don't.
Exactly, and I think that's what makes this so interesting. You know, LVMH is probably streamlining, focusing on their core luxury brands, but Blue Star, they see something in Off-White. An opportunity to, I don't know, maybe introduce Off-White streetwear to a whole new generation.
And it's also kind of poetic, don't you think? The sale was announced on Virgil Abloh's birthday.
You know, it is more than just poetic timing. It adds another layer to the story. The thing is, Off-White, and really any brand that's lost a visionary founder, they have this challenge. How do they keep that spark, that essence, while they're trying to evolve?
It's a tough balance. So how does Ib Kamara, Off-White's new creative director, fit into all of this? His first collection just debuted, right?
It did, yeah. New York Fashion Week. Talk about pressure.
Yeah.
All eyes are on him, carrying the weight of Abloh's legacy and expectations of, well, everyone. And you know what? The early reviews are really interesting. They hint at a return to Off-White's roots, to that streetwear vibe.
So it's like a full circle moment. Off-White, under new management, new creative direction, potentially returning to its roots. Now that's what I call a fashion revolution. But for now, let's switch gears a bit. We've talked about brand evolution, but what about the evolution of style itself? And where better to explore that than Paris Fashion Week?
Yeah, when we talk about fashion evolution, it's like Paris Fashion Week is where it all happens. Like, it's a laboratory for the world's top designers. I mean, they go there to experiment and, like, challenge what we think fashion is. Did anything catch your eye this year?
Oh, tons of stuff. This season was really interesting. We saw minimalism come back in a big way, but also, like, a celebration of, you know, the human form. And definitely a lot of playing around with textures, shapes. It's like designers are saying, hey, be yourself, be expressive. You don't have to fit in a box. Yeah, I love that about Paris Fashion Week. It's like they're not just presenting clothes, they're presenting ideas, right?
Yeah, totally.
And for this deep dive, we're looking at five fashion houses in particular, each with their own unique take. We started with Off-White going back to their roots, and now we have Balenciaga. They're known for pushing the boundaries. Their latest show was described as surprisingly personal. What'd you think?
Well, Demna, he's Balenciaga's creative director. He really changed things up this time. Instead of like the traditional runway show with just the models brought in this really interesting personal element, he had like close friends of the fashion house collaborators. Even the journalist Diane Pernette walked in the show.
Wow. So they were like walking among the models?
Yeah.
That's wild. What was the impact of that?
It made it feel really authentic, you know? Like, it challenged that whole idea that fashion is this exclusive thing separate from our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it really worked. It wasn't just a show. It felt like something real.
That's powerful, yeah. So it's like Off-White embraces its streetwear and then Balenciaga brings the street to the runway.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
And now we're going from the avant-garde to, well, the kings and queens of elegance. Let's talk about Hermès.
You know, it's interesting. Some fashion houses were all about making a statement.
Mm.
But Hermès, they went in a very different direction. Their collection was all about minimalism. Mm. Clean lines, beautiful fabrics, amazing tailoring. It was like effortless sophistication. I don't know how else to describe it.
They're saying we don't need all the bells and whistles. Our work speaks for itself. So we went from streetwear to high concept art to quiet luxury. And speaking of range, let's talk about someone who has really come into her own. Victoria Beckham, ballet-inspired fashion in a historic mansion. Tell me everything.
It was magical, honestly.
Yeah.
So Victoria Beckham presented her collection in this incredible mansion that used to belong to Karl Lagerfeld. So that already brought this sense of history and grandeur to the whole thing. Then the collection itself was completely inspired by ballet. The silhouettes were flowy, the draping was delicate, and the color palette was just ethereal.
I can practically hear the music and see the dancers. What an amazing setting for a collection like that. But you know, just when you thought you'd seen it all, we have Acne Studios, and they always find a way to surprise us. This time our notes mention something called twisted domesticity, and honestly, I need your help to understand what that means.
Well, Acne Studios, they love taking something familiar and turning it on its head, right?
Huh.
And this time they were inspired by those everyday things we see around the house. Floral prints, plaid, the things that make a home cozy. But then they flipped it.
How so?
Well, imagine these really oversized padded silhouettes, almost like furniture that had come to life. They played around with proportions and textures, and it created this feeling of, I don't know how to describe it, playful discomfort.
I can definitely see the twisted part now. Okay, so from a playful take on everyday life, we move on to our final stop, and that is Rabanne, a brand that is never afraid to make a statement, and I feel like this season they really outdid themselves. The notes here say 18-karat gold bag paired with boxer shorts. I'm definitely intrigued.
See, that's the beauty of Rabanne. They know how to mix high and low. Luxury and casual wear, and it always works. It's captivating.
It's like they're saying, why not both?
Exactly. It's about having fun with fashion, not taking it all so seriously.
Yes.
I mean, that pairing, as crazy as it sounds, it just screams Rabanne. Bold, playful, glamorous.
Wow, we have seen so much creativity, so much innovation. It's kind of mind-blowing. I mean, we had Off-White finding its way back to its roots. Then there was Balenciaga, like redrawing the lines of what a fashion show even is.
Don't forget Hermes, that quiet luxury. They really nailed it.
They did. And Victoria Beckham, that ballet-inspired collection. Just stunning. And who could forget Acne Studios? Playful discomfort. What a concept.
And of course, Rabanne. They always bring the drama.
They really do. But, you know, as much as I love all the high fashion craziness, I want to bring it back down to earth for a minute because, let's be real, most of us aren't walking runways or rocking 18-karat gold bags every day. So how do we, you know, the everyday fashion enthusiast, take something away from all of this?
Well, here's the thing. Fashion, at its heart, is a language. Mm. It's how we express ourselves. And that goes way beyond just the trends or the labels.
So it's not about, like, chasing the next big thing.
Not necessarily. It's more about, I don't know, figuring out what works for you.
Yeah.
What makes you feel confident? You know, like the best version of yourself. What colors give you energy? What shapes make you feel good?
What textures bring you joy?
Yeah, exactly. It's about curating a wardrobe that reflects who you are, your values, what you're all about.
Okay, I love that. So it's like we can all be fashion designers in a way.
Totally.
Taking inspiration from what we see on the runway and adapting it to our own lives.
Right. It's like your daily life is your own personal runway.
I love that. So to everyone listening, go out there. Find your inner Demna, your inner Acne Studios, your inner Rabanne, even if it's just with a killer pair of shoes. Remember, fashion is a language, and you get to write your own story every single day. And on that note, this has been The Deep Dive. Thanks for exploring the wild world of high fashion with us.